We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BART's board of directors has approved a new contract for the agency's police officers, giving them a 16% raise over the next 4 years. Phil, we have talked an awful lot during this time about the crime problems on BART. BART has said for years it's chronically understaffed. Is this pay package going to be enough? Is this going to do it to get more people to come to work for BART Police?
Well, it might help do it, Patty, but there's a big gap there. So, first of all, let's take a look at the contract. Basically, when you take the wages, the benefits, and the retirement contributions, and you wrap that all together, it took BART from being in the bottom third of Bay Area law enforcement agencies to the top third. Okay, so that's a step up. So it's a more attractive place to work now. But it's still tough to hire cops. I mean, for every 100 applicants, you might get one that passes all the background checks, that makes it through the academy, that makes it through the training process, and actually winds up patrolling the station. But in the meantime, you know, BART is still understaffed. They have managed to hire 24 new cops this year, but there's still 21 vacancies because people are retiring. And they still, if they're going to make their goals of the study that they took a look at, they need 94 more cops over the next 5 years, and getting that number is going to be tough because people are going to continue to retire.
This is a consistent move for BART's police chief, Carlos Rojas. He has made staffing up his top priority.
Well, with good reason. We've had problems and ongoing problems with BART. We've had problems of both petty and serious crimes. Petty being a person sprawled out next to you on a seat when you're heading home and being inebriated, or just, you know, it's like this, or running around panhandling, although that's not necessarily against the laws on BART. But just, you know, the question of safety and serious things like the knife slashings we had last year. But, you know, Jeff, another problem here is just police staffing. For example, even with these new hires, it's an average of one cop for every two stations when you actually get out on patrol. They've got, about 155 cops to patrol the system 365 days a year. You put in the vacations and stuff, and that equation still seems the same. You don't have a cop at every station. You don't have a cop on every train. And so whether it's real or perceived, the public says, well, I'm not seeing the cops. I'm not feeling safe. And so, you know, you've got problems with riders as well. So this is part of the package to try to make it better, but it's not the full answer by any means.
Is the full answer even more money? I mean, what is that?
Well, okay, if you've got more money for raising benefits, you make it competitive. Then you're going to need more money to hire more cops. And then you're going to have to, and they're actually starting to contract out to try to make the hiring faster, Patty. I don't see a quick solution to it. For example, Rojas, the police chief, he went to North Texas University and asked them to do a study to see how many cops they needed. They came up with the 94 number over the next 5 years. That was presented to the BART board a month or so back. We haven't seen any action. Are they going to do anything with it? Or is it the cycle of, we're understaffed, here's the report, here's what we need, here's who retires, here's who we have, and the next time something big happens, we're going to be saying the same thing. That's the question. Are they going to do anything? Is it going to make it? Are they going to do a concerted effort? Or are we going to be reporting these stats in another couple of months if something happens?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.